And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to you. Happy Sunday, everybody, right around the country on the Macquarie Network into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. It is Ed Phillips here for the next hour. We invite you to sit back and relax and get healthy. We want you to get well and stay well, live well and look fabulous. And to that end, it's wonderful to welcome my co-hosts from the Daily Edition on Channel 7. Sally Obermeter is with us. Hi, Sal. Nice to have you with us. And our favourite pharmacist to the stars in betwixt us all is Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Good morning. Is it a thorn between two roses? It would be, wouldn't it? Really? Wouldn't it be?
Well, if I look like a rose and smell like a rose.
Wonderful to see you both, and happy Sunday, everybody.
You're going to get us healthy from the inside today. What are we looking at in our A to Z of vitamins?
What's the thing I mention most? What is my little hanger shingle on the wall is the sort of thing that I recommend so often.
Well,
starts with a T.
A lot of people call with inflammation, that sort of pain, so your go-to is turmeric.
So we're going to talk about turmeric today and a couple of other things to help turmeric work even more effectively. So we'll talk about that later.
Great. I mean, our experts are at your call, 131-87. And across the course of the hour, we'll get through as many as we can. All our callers going to air today get themselves in the running for that $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse as well. They've released the brand new House of Wellness magazine. It's got the stunning Anna Heinrich on the cover, wife of Tim Robards. Of course, she looks a vision of health and happiness, doesn't she? We'll go through what's in the mag, Sal.
Yeah, she does, and she really looks after her health. And I think she's got a really great, well-rounded approach to her health. She looks after, I guess, the inside, the outside, her mental health. She's really, I think, she shows what can be done in terms of looking after the package.
Mm. Also handy when your husband's super fit too and living and breathing that also. It doesn't hurt.
Always good to have one.
Doesn't hurt. Although, ironically, he's spending most of his weeks in Melbourne shooting Neighbours this last year or so, and she's in Sydney, so she'll possibly discuss long-distance romance tips as well. Pick her brains for that.
Are you an expert in that as well?
Well, it's just long-distance, right?
Okay.
Got to keep the magic alive.
Yes, good.
I turn to you for advice with
Thank you.
50 years
it's
happily married. It is World Heart Day today, everyone. First up, we're going to chat with Adjunct Professor John Kelly, who'll join us shortly. He's the Heart Foundation Group CEO. We'll chat about heart health, not only the heart's plumbing, which is important, but also the electronics too. There's two factors to our heart health. And the stats are pretty frightening, aren't they? There's something like a heart episode every 12 minutes or so. Cardiovascular or heart disease is the major cause of death in Australia. I think the stats are over 4 million Aussies are affected each year.
And the sad part is it's one of these silent killers. So
yes,
people get ingestion and they think, oh, I'm having a heart attack. And there's sometimes a reticence to actually go and get something done. But if there's one message that probably we need to get across, if you've got any sort of chest issue of any sort, go and have it checked out. No, don't wait around in case something just won't happen, because it might.
Yeah, that's right. I think we're so aware about cancer, and I think it's on everyone's radar, but and that's what leads us to forget about heart disease, but actually it is the number one cause.
Yep.
So I think it's important we put it back on everyone's
Yeah, a lot of cardiac experts will say they see so many patients coming in having a heart episode, and they've got some kind of quick ease in their pocket, thinking, oh, I've just got indigestion.
Yes.
And they've left it too late.
Yes.
So we'll discuss that. It's going to have a great chat. We'll talk about what's being done to combat heart disease and find out how we can keep our hearts healthy as well. Now, we also have a special segment with Jeanette Lakis, who's our newly appointed lifestyle reporter. She's been having this arduous task of road testing all the wonderful products from the L'Oreal Age Perfect range. I said newly appointed. I feel it's more self-appointed. And she's going to whiz through some of the wonderful products available as well. And check out what's happening on the House of Wellness TV version coming up a little bit later across Channel 7 from around midday today. So there's plenty happening. We'll remind you of the phone number as well, 131873. And our experts are here across the course of the next 60 minutes or so to take all your calls. Stay with us. It is World Heart Day. Back next with our first guest, Adjunct Professor John Kelly, here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Chemist Warehouse is now making shopping more convenient with click and collect. Order online and pick up in store.
Okay, drop everything. It is the Chemist Warehouse half price vitamin sale, and it is on now. That means there's half price off all Blackmores and Swiss vitamins, half price off all Bioglan and Nature's Way vitamins, and half price off Naturopathica and Wagner vitamins. With half price off these selected vitamins, you won't want to miss out. So drop everything and rush to the Chemist Warehouse half price vitamin sale. It is on now. With vitamins this cheap, you'll want to be quick. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Great to have you with us right across the country. It is the House of Wellness Sunday mornings with our co-hosts Sally Obermaid and Gerald Quigley. Let's turn our attention to heart disease, everyone. It remains Australia's single leading cause of death. In Australia, we have a heart-related emergency or death every 12 minutes. Now, being World Heart Day, the Heart Foundation is calling on all Aussies to pay more attention to heart disease red flags. Some 6 million Aussies have high blood pressure, 6 million of us. Yet the Heart Foundation research shows only around 8% of those living with it know that it's a risk factor for heart disease. This is an incredible finding. Mm. Adjunct Professor John Kelly is with us. He's the Heart Foundation Group CEO. Nice to have you with us on the line this morning. Thanks, John, for your time.
Thanks, Sally. Thanks, Gerald.
Thanks so much for joining us. John, were you surprised? We just mentioned there that fewer than 1 in 10 people with high blood pressure or high cholesterol realise that that's actually makes them at risk of heart disease or a heart attack. Look,
Sally, it's very disappointing for the individual, but for the community as a whole. We've improved the, if you like, the number of people who have died from heart disease over the last 50 years, but it's still, as you said, Australia's leading killer. Mm. It is surprising that only 1 in 10 who have high blood pressure or high cholesterol understand it's a risk factor. We've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we do.
John, one of the issues from a pharmacy perspective or a pharmacist perspective is almost the blasé attitude that people with blood pressure have when they just don't understand. It's regularly medicating. It's trying to reduce the ongoing risk factors. Is it education we need? And where do we start helping people understand that if you're going to be controlling blood pressure, it's a bit of an ongoing job, isn't it?
Look, it is. There is a huge educational need again. Gerald, I think we've gotten into a level of complacency about sure. heart disease yeah. because we have done so well in yes. reducing the numbers. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, and it's not as if you're necessarily feeling symptoms from having high blood pressure. Yeah. Some people do, yeah. but it's the insidious nature of what it's doing to your body.
Wow.
Mm. Well, let's talk about then, can we change these risk factors? Can they, what can we do?
In fact, even for high blood pressure and cholesterol, we would certainly, the general practitioner would initially look at modifying lifestyle factors mm. before moving into medication. So it doesn't mean that your listeners would have to go on medication sure. at all mm. or even straight away. There'd be lifestyle modification interventions first, most of them to increase physical activity and to reduce weight.
And it's the lifestyle things, John, that most people are, again, very blasé about. They say, oh, look, I should be doing this. So does this start at schools? Does it? Do we need to really refocus on some of these things that are these silent killers?
We do. And, in fact, the Australian government are attempting to do that. I think we need to have it longer and greater levels of investment.
Sure.
But we're focusing on schools in terms of improving physical activity sure. rather than just even in terms of sport. I think governments have traditionally focused on sport rather than physical activity sure. as part of their lifestyle.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look, there's some things your listeners can do. They can go onto our website and complete a heart age calculator, mm-hmm. which compares their heart age to their actual age. That's a good start. It's only 2 minutes.
Yes.
And from that, they will get a baseline in terms of their heart age compared with their actual age. And then they can go off and talk to their doctor and ask for a heart health check.
Okay.
The website is heartfoundation.org.au, by the way.
Great.
Well done.
John, let me ask you, what are the sort of, I guess, the warning signs of heart disease?
Well, certainly it's pain, usually chest pain. It can be pain up and down your arms, into your neck. Mm-hmm. It can just be sweatiness or headache. It can be a little bit of breathlessness. And, in fact, women tend to experience less of, if you like, central chest pain than men. They experience, you know, a little tingling down their arms, pain to the neck, sweatiness. So women shouldn't ignore those signs. Often, you know, they're a little bit complacent compared with men because it's not sort of central chest pain, if you like.
Okay. John, what role does genetics play in all of this?
Well, certainly in terms of there are some genetic cholesterol issues. Sure. Obviously, many of the cholesterol, people who have high cholesterol in the community, it's diet-related, but there's a genetic component to cholesterol. There's family history and genetics that can relate to high blood pressure as well. Mm. And also, you know, there is some genetic evidence for obesity and overweight, a tendency to be overweight. But again, that can be modified through lifestyle.
Sure. And you keep going back to these lifestyle things. You know, John, that's right. here we're talking about really serious medical issues and it's lifestyle modifications.
Right. Diet and exercise.
Don't cost much.
Yeah.
Just takes a bit of effort.
That's it's interesting. Although it's still the biggest killer in the community, most people live and we're a bit complacent about that as well. So we've got all these families out there who have somebody who's had a heart attack or the person across the road, and it's costing the community about $7 billion a year. A lot of stress and anxiety within families, but also the economic cost through lost productivity.
Sure, yes.
I think you make a great point. You know, my dad had a heart attack, and you're right, he survived. And interestingly, he was extremely concerned about lifestyle issues in the early period of time right afterwards. And as the years have gone by, because, as you say, survival, he's become a lot more blasé about diet and exercise. I think you make a great point. Well, what happens, heart disease, if it gets left untreated? What are we looking at?
Well, look, I just think it's a combination of those factors, Sally, we've spoken about. It's family tragedy in terms of ongoing, you know, you're sort of just turning a blind eye to issues that you could be proactively acting on. It's the cost for families and communities. And in fact, from a lifestyle point of view, you start to become, I don't like using the word, it's a bit generic, but disabled.
Yeah.
So instead of being able to independently get on with your life, you now have disabilities that actually impinge on how you, your quality of life on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. Sure. And we probably don't make enough fuss about that, John. The long-term implications of you not looking after yourself are A, B, C, D, and E. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair on your family.
Absolutely. And, look, they're not easy points to sell.
No.
Gerald, it is behaviour change is very difficult. You know, people just nod until it happens and then you think, I should have done something last week. It is difficult. Mm-hmm. But, you know, access to your listeners through conversations like this certainly help greatly.
Good. Wonderful.
We've spoken about doing all the right things by your heart, eating well, exercising regularly. That might take care of the pipes part of all the plumbing in our hard-working heart muscle. The electronics too, is there a way we can check up on whether it's beating correctly? Is there, I guess, maybe even a one-stop checkup type protocol that you'd recommend, John?
Look, there is, in terms of being cost-effective individually and for the community, as I said, if you went onto our website and completed the heart age calculator, 2 minutes, no cost to your listeners, and then a heart health check with your GP, it basically will have a look at your cholesterol and sugar levels in your blood. It'll check your blood pressure. Your GP will talk to you about lifestyle and take a full medical and family history. It doesn't go so far at that heart health check to do an ECG, for example, because we don't think on the evidence that that's worth doing for all those over 45. Mm-hmm. It's worth getting a heart health check for all of those over 45 and for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples over 30. But if that started to show some signs that were high risk, then your GP would usually go on and undertake other tests, like, for example, an ECG, or perhaps even take you into hospital and do an angiogram to have a close look at your blood vessels.
Yeah, right. So great. First up, the website, as John mentioned, heartfoundation.org.au. Happy World Heart Day. and continue the great work you're doing with the Heart Foundation, John. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Sally. Thanks, Joe.
Adjunct Professor John Kelly there, the Heart Foundation Group CEO. Let's take a little break. Our heart health is ticked off there. We've got plenty more coming up. And your calls too. We'd love to hear from you. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Chemist Warehouse is now making shopping more convenient with click and collect. Order online and pick up in store.
Oh, we love a healthy superhero here on the House of Wellness. Bioglan Chia Seeds, they pack a super punch to your meals and help increase energy and overall health. Bioglan Chia Seeds are the richest plant-based source of omega-3s and contain protein, dietary fibre and antioxidants. Will you be a hero and get Bioglan Chia Seeds from Chemist Warehouse? They're just $9.99. Bioglan are, of course, proud sponsors of Nutritious to Delicious, and you can find their fantastic recipes under the Eat tab of our website. It's houseofwellness.com.au. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Alrighty, we're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous each Sunday morning. And at that end, let's go to our A to Z of vitamins segment. Gerald, what are we going to have a look at today?
Our very favourite, Ed and Sally, which is turmeric. Now, turmeric has got so many physiological actions. It works in so many places. But if you focus on joint health and welfare, joints, as we Australians are growing older, looking after their hearts, thanks to Dr. John. And because of that, we want to be in minimal discomfort when we exercise. So we look at things like turmeric combined with boswellia, which has got a lovely other name called Indian frankincense. Doesn't that sound nice?
This is beautiful.
Ginger, anti-inflammatory, and black pepper, which also is anti-inflammatory but helps the absorption of particularly the turmeric. So anybody with joint pain, anybody even taking medications for their joint pain can safely look at those options, particularly in a package. They often come together, usually a one a day, and keep moving.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it? Yeah, it really does.
That's those lifestyle issues with which Dr. John was talking about.
That's right.
Remember, as kids, our medicines just tasted terrible. Now, we can find turmeric also in natural food flavours as well, and you cook up a storm
using turmeric. I love to cook with turmeric. I think it's beautiful. Those sort of golden curries, that's what gives them that golden taste. And we always add coconut oil because turmeric needs an oil with it to kind of carry it along so that your body can get the benefits. So that and pepper. So you'll always see sort of in cooking, particularly those three things come together. But yeah, it's beautiful. There are some recipes up on the website that include turmeric, so do have a look.
And don't spill it.
Don't spill it, yes, and don't wear a white t-shirt when you're cooking.
Right. Look, we could happily eat a curry a day. Are there some sort of dosage levels you recommend, maybe as a good base for
us?
It's not
about the dosage so much, Ed, is about the particular turmeric, which is well absorbed across the gastrointestinal barrier. So in food, it's got to be an oily vehicle. In a capsule or tablet form, it either comes as a water-soluble extract, which crosses the gastrointestinal barrier well, or it comes combined with black pepper and things to help that transition.
Delicious solution to health. There we go. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand. Of course, it's now available in Australia. To your calls, 131873, and all our callers today going to wear are in the draw for that $100 gift voucher to spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. Jill is standing by in Collaroy. We're coming to you first up. Good morning.
Morning, Jill.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. I just missed that last little thing you said about turmeric, the New Zealand brand. What was that?
No, water-soluble brand. There's a lot of brands on the market. There's certainly brands from New Zealand, but you get some advice, Jill, when you go to your pharmacy and say, give me the brand that you're getting best feedback from people about, so that you know you're getting the best one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And how can we help you this morning?
Yes, it was hair loss. Like it's thinning out. I'm looking, I've got bits. I'm turning 75 next month, so I'm expecting a bit of that. But is there something I can eat or natural that I could do?
We talk about particular minerals, Jill. One is silica and the other is iron. Now, silica is best absorbed, there's that word again, absorption, in a liquid gel form. And iron is best absorbed to make sure you don't get the constipation effects in an effervescent form. So it means you just dissolve it in water. And your pharmacy's got each of these. And obviously, Sally, you need lots of fresh fruit and veg because they're the minerals, aren't they?
You definitely do. And I think to add to that, I think collagen can also be quite helpful. And you'll find at Chemist Warehouse, they've got lots of fantastic different collagen brands. But collagen can be incredibly helpful for hair, skin and nails. Mm. And sometimes I think too we become deficient, what do you think, GQ, in iodine? And I think that can often cause, because of the way our fruits and vegetables are not as, I guess, as fantastic as they once were, we can end up with a bit of an iodine deficiency, and that can also sometimes lead to hair loss.
Well, you're not old enough to remember, once upon a time you could get iodine in salt. So you had
iodized
salt. Right.
And now
salt.
We have, everyone has pink salt,
that's right.
Trendy pink salt,
so
which is delicious. And there's no iodine.
So there you are, Jill. Just look at those minerals, silica, iron, and collagen, and vitamin C helps collagen as well.
Let's go to Melbourne. We have Marie standing by now. Good morning, Marie. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody.
Thanks, Marie.
Look, my question is, can prolia cause alopecia in cases of, in cure for osteoporosis?
Okay, so prolia is an injection, Sally and Ed, that we use for people like Sally where we're getting some bone mineral density reduction. Marie, this particular medication's relatively new, so it hasn't been around 50 years, and we're still learning that there are adverse effects that aren't officially listed. If you're concerned that that's happening, have a chat to your doctor, because there's lots of other options, other alternatives, and don't ever feel that you need to necessarily go down that pathway. If you're not happy with it, say, no, I want something else, please.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't know what it's going to cause, because it was given to me.
Yes.
But since then, I've developed alopecia,
okay,
right?
Then it's time
and
to
at
change.
My age, 73,
yes.
It's quite rare, I think, to...
Well, and it's disturbing, Marie. And if it's disturbing your quality of life and causing you some anxiety, get off it and you look at one of the options. There's plenty there.
Now, will it be reversible?
Well, it depends if it's true. Alopecia, by definition, usually isn't. So it might be just a tendency to be losing more hair than normal. That's what you discuss with your doctor.
Good luck, Marie. Thank you so much. We're beaming out right across the country here. It's the House of Wellness. 131-873 is the only number you need. 131-873. Let's go to Marianne, who's in Wheelers Hill. Good morning.
Hello, Marianne.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
How can we help?
I have two questions. Mm. I get confused between curcumin and turmeric for arthritis. Mm-hmm. I now take curcumin 1,200 milligram. Mm-hmm. Do I take turmeric as well?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I used to take glucosamine.
Yes.
Is there any advantage of taking both for arthritis?
And both great questions, bearing in mind we're talking lifestyle here. Now, turmeric has got a number of actives in it, Marianne, and 6% of turmeric is curcumin. So really, by having curcumin, you're probably restricting yourself to the benefits of so many other of the actives within the turmeric. So I tend to see better results with turmeric rather than high-dose curcumin because you're using all of the actives.
That's right.
It's in its natural state. It's logical, isn't it?
Yep.
So turmeric. From a glucosamine perspective, this is joint health, Marianne. This is helping the cushioning of the joint. So important. Mm. It works brilliantly. It's fine long term. And what you're doing is nurturing the cushioning effect of your joints. And we don't really get much glucosamine in foods.
That's right.
Favorite, we get it in tripe.
That's it.
How nice is that?
And not
oats, a little bit.
No.
And the thing is, we don't eat
it.
Ed's shaking his head. He's thanks.
Yes.
And the thing is, if you're having oats, for example, you only have a small handful.
You're
not getting enough to support your body and for what it needs. So that's why to have a supplement that does the job.
1,500 milligram a day of glucosamine, Marianne, comes usually as a once a day of 1,500 milligram or a twice a day of 750. So your choice, and certainly capsule forms tend to be my favourite, but please consider them.
So
Sally,
I take both?
Yes, you can.
And
turmeric and glucosamine, and your joints will thank you.
Now, Gerald, I need to point out you're a wonderful host and you often ask me around for dinner or lunch or catch-up. Please never, never serve me tripe. I would look at your lovely wife and say thank you, but I'm never visiting again.
You can be safe, Ed, in never ever getting tripe.
Thank you.
I actually don't mind it if we eat out. It's not something that Philippa actually enjoys looking at, feeling,
cooking,
smelling, serving. So
I'm with her.
You're going to be safe.
Great. Our experts are here, as always, for you. Sunday mornings for your calls. 131-873. We'll get to more in just a sec. Coming back with more here on the House of Wellness.
the House of Wellness. Chemist Warehouse is now making shopping more convenient with click and collect, order online and pick up in store.
Great to have your company Sunday morning as always. It's the House of Wellness, World Heart Day, by the way, today. And we have Brian standing by on the line with a question that is heart relevant in Blackburn. Morning, Brian. Good morning to you, mate. 131-873 is our number, by the way, right around the country. Hey, Brian, we're coming to you now.
Okay, good morning, team.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. How can we help you?
I've got AF of the heart.
Atrial fibrillation. Okay, yep.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking those beta blockers for maybe 5 years now.
Yes.
Well, I can't go to the gym. I can't go for a swim. I can't do anything. I'm the slowest walking person in the state. Mm. And I'm thinking, I'm just going to stop taking it.
Probably not. Look, I think, Brian, what it highlights is you need to have a chat to your doctor about the dose of these things, because just the fact that you're on a beta blocker shouldn't preclude you from going to the gym or doing as much exercise as you're comfortable with. The beta blocker is designed to stabilise your heartbeat. Therefore, you can't stop it. But we've learnt a lot more about beta blockers over the years, and there will be some options that your doctor will give you. You may end up having to see a cardiologist to have a chat about it, but please don't. It's you can't stop them, because it might just let your heart loose, and that's not a good thing to happen. So have a chat to your doctor, and look, I'd love to know how you get on, and perhaps if you drop me a note to houseofwellness.com.au up to the Ask tab at the top, I'd like to know what he says, he or she says.
Yeah, follow that advice. Wishing you the best, Brian. Thank you for that. All right, let's switch tacks, shall we? Our new lifestyle reporter, Jeanette Lekiss, has had the enviable job of testing some of the magnificent L'Oreal Age Perfect range. And Jeanette's in the studio with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. So I've been privileged to road test these wonderful L'Oreal Paris. It's the Age Perfect range.
Right.
And the ambassador is Jane Fonda. Awesome. And you'll find her in the latest issue of the House of Wellness, the spring edition.
Yep.
And she's just stunning.
She is Jane stunning. Fonda. I've met Jane Fonda. I've interviewed her. She is incredible, as incredible in real life as she looks in the photos. Phenomenal.
Well, these products, like, she's recommending them, and I can understand why. So I've been testing them, and I have to tell you, your skin just totally soaks them in straight away. There's just no question about it. It's like they just, it's like your skin is asking for this hydration. It's feeling hydrated, and it needs the nourishing, the moisturising, all that beautiful, the using of the muscles and the tissues and all that.
All right, let's go through a few of them. You've handed a couple to Gerald and I. Is there any area you think we should concentrate on?
Which one for edge wrinkles on this forehead? Which is the best
Well, the beauty of it is, Ed, if you wanted to go and buy some from the packaging here, so you've got the Age Perfect Hydrating Cream, which is perfect for anti-sagging and anti-age spots.
Yep, that's him.
It's in the white package. And you know what's great about these products? It actually says on the side of the box what age group it's aimed for.
Perfect. Oh. So they're categorized by
they're
age.
Categorized by age. So the Age Perfect Hydrating Cream, the anti-sagging age spots, is for 50 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got in the, it's like a bronze gold packaging, you've got the Age Perfect Intense Nutrition, which is rich preparing cream for anti-sagging and anti-crinkle. It has the wonderful Manuka honey and calcium B5. And that's for the age 60 plus. And then you've got the Age Perfect Golden Age with the rosy detensifying cream, which detensifies and reactivates the rosy glow. And that's for 60, 70, even 80 years of age. So, like, these products are just so natural, and they just suit a full range of skins.
And how did they feel when they went onto your skin, Jeanette?
So it's like your skin just totally absorbed it. They're non-greasy.
Beautiful.
Do you want to try some, gentlemen?
Well,
I think you should put a bit on your...
Ed has used almost most of a container.
Has he already?
I didn't take the golden age, though, did I?
So actually, like, your skin just absorbs it straight away. It's non-greasy, and it's just, it's luxurious. Mm. And I'm being ultimately serious here.
Yeah.
So it's just fully luxurious. It just soaks it in straight away. Oh. So you've got for the age 50 plus range one, it's luxurious non-greasy cream texture with soya bean extract and melanin block. Then you've got for the age perfect intense range, it's for dry, damaged skin, and it's got the beautiful New Zealand Manuka honey and calcium B5 calcium, and that comes in the gold bronze box. And then you've got the Age Perfect Golden Age range, which is for 65 plus, and that's, you know, when they get to an age where you're, like, your skin feels very dull, it looks dull, yeah. It's feeling looking translucent, it loses that glow. So this gives it this beautiful rosy.
It loses its elasticity, doesn't it?
It does.
Like lack of collagen production is what happens at that age, or happens actually at a much earlier age, but it continues. So that's beautiful.
And it has. The Golden Age range has the peony polyphenols in it as well. And that gives it that rose coloured texture, which just gives your face that lift, that just that natural lift. And that's what's so good about it. It's all natural. It's just fantastic. Ooh. I absolutely love it and can highly recommend it.
You've had a great week testing these out.
Oh,
good for you.
Loving every bit of it.
Yeah. And my look skin, at that rosy glow.
Look at the glow. Yeah. My skin's much better for it as well.
Yes. We mentioned the ageless Jane Fonda, who's in this new edition of the Spring House of Wellness magazine. What else they're covering the mag? We've got the stunning Anna Heinrich on the cover.
Yes, beautiful.
She's embracing positivity and long-distance romance with her husband now, I think, stationed in Melbourne during the week, shooting Neighbours. What else is the mag covering?
There's a great article about gut health in there too.
Uh-huh. There you go.
We can't learn enough about gut health.
Yeah, so. And good ways to get some sleep, which I think is so important as well, because if we don't get enough sleep, You set yourself up, the whole day just spirals out of control. So yes, it's one of those things that's very important. So that's covered, of course, as well in the House of Wellness.
The magazine is available free from all Chemist Warehouse stores, of course. Thanks, Jeanette. Let's grab some more of your calls. 131-873 is our number. Let's come to Gwen, who's standing by and for clues this morning. Hi, Gwen.
Hello, Gwen.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I'm in a bit of a mess.
Mm-hmm.
They found out now I've got sciatica.
Okay.
And it's all on the right side, plus osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 months, I've been back and forth with an ingrown toenail.
Oh,
but
dear me.
Two different companies have had a go at it, and they've made it worse.
Let's do the toenail first. I think the thing to do, Gwen, is to go and see a podiatrist, because they can get right.
That's what I've done.
Okay.
But they've mucked it up.
Have they? Oh, that was a good suggestion.
They cut it down. They cut the nail down too short, and then they told me it was a corn under the nail, and then now they've told me that it's another nail growing on the top of the on the bottom of the other nail.
Well, I don't have your toenail in front of me, Gwen.
I know.
You could take a photo and post it to me on our. Are you good at doing that?
I'm not on a computer, though.
Okay. Or have you got a mobile phone that you could do that?
No, okay. Not really,
all
no.
Right. Look, the important thing here is to make sure that the people treating the nail know that you're not happy with the outcome, because it obviously requires some very delicate work to get it better. So that's the nail. Get onto that. From a sciatica perspective, we've got pressure coming out of your lower spine, interfering with the sciatic nerve, which you're seeing as pain. Three things. Magnesium to help you sleep at night, turmeric to help you get rid of the pain, and fish oil omega-3s, high-strength fish oil, to take inflammation away. And those things will settle your sciatic pain.
We had a follow-up question about turmeric. We discussed it in our A to Z of vitamins today. Anna's in Padstow this morning on the House of Wellness. Hi, Anna. What was
your
follow-up question?
My husband uses a fresh turmeric.
Yes.
And he's not 100% sure whether he's using the right amount to have, like, the full effect of it.
His tummy will tell him, Anna, and his joints will tell him. So if he's having enough, he should find that he's getting some relief of his joint pain. But as Sally was saying before, it's got to be put into some sort of oily vehicle. So you could mix it with yogurt.
Coconut oil or
extra virgin
olive oil.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's got extra virgin olive oil and pepper, I believe.
Okay. Well, he can have that. But bear in mind that it's a very safe herb. So he can, if he doesn't see any difference to his joints, and the only way he tell that is to stop taking it.
So personal, right?
Yes, stop taking it and see what happens. But if he's getting improvement, then he certainly can keep taking it without any issue at all and play around with the dose until he gets the right amount. And this is probably the reassuring part of a supplement, that you're getting the consistent dose, Sally, all the time.
That's right. And taking it all the time. Often I see people, they say, oh, I took it for a while and then I stopped. It's like, well, no, but why did you stop?
It's a six-week, eight-week thing.
Yeah.
Quick one, a final one from Judith, who's in Croydon. Welcome to the House of Wellness, Judith.
Hi, Judith.
Hello. I have a problem with high potassium levels.
Yes.
And the doctor told me to stay off bananas, tomatoes, potatoes and avocados, which I do. But he also told me to stop taking my grape seed tablets.
Well, none of that makes sense, Judith, frankly, because there's not a lot of potassium in those things that you're having. So what you need to do is get some advice from the doctor or perhaps a dietitian in what foods and things you can do to offset that high sodium, because sodium and potassium are in balance. So you can often offset high potassium by increasing your sodium, and it gets things back in balance. But you need some guidance, so maybe go and see a dietitian, Judith, and get this straightened out to reassure you, and you can start enjoying those lovely foods again.
Absolutely. Thanks for your calls, everyone, today. We've got another segment of the House of Wellness coming back on the other side of this break. We'll have a look at what's coming up on the TV show as well, and we're back in just a minute.
The House of Wellness. Chemist Warehouse is now making shopping more convenient with click and collect. Order online and pick up in store.
Australia, do you want to be happy, feel good and live longer? Then get ready, on your marks, get set and go healthy. The Go Healthy range is New Zealand's highest selling vitamin brand. The range has been carefully designed to deliver health and well-being through its very colourful and diverse range across 10 categories. It includes general health, women's health, joint and bone health, specialty products and even children's health. Go healthy and go and be you. Always read the label and use only as directed. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. It's been great having your company this Sunday morning, as always. Thanks for all your calls. We have a favourite to pick out from our many contributors today. Gerald, who did you like the look of? Why don't we start with that?
So many. Mary Ann from Wheelers Hill rang us and said, I wonder whether I'm taking glucosamine or turmeric or curcumin. Mm-hmm. And that highlights so much of what adjunct professor John Kelly said. Get out, be active, look after your heart. Lifestyle medication, essentially, that's free. Marianne, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse today. Thank you for your call.
Which you can spend at your nearest Chemist Warehouse. There's over 400 of them around the country. All right, the TV version coming up from midday on the screens of 7. Luke Hines is on the line with us to give us some of the highlights. Hello, Lukey.
Good morning. It is a joy to talk with you this Sunday, guys. And we have a jam-packed show this weekend.
What you got?
In particular, something that really stuck out for me was an engineer called Matt Boutel. Now, he is giving kids around the country a free hand by the use of a 3D printer. Now, this guy is out to change people's lives, and he is creating hands to allow people to do everyday things that we certainly take for granted. And it is a very powerful, powerful story. But speaking of powerful, we have a powerful aroma on set in the studio because Joe arranged behind our back Samantha Taylor to blend an aroma perfect for the House of Wellness studio.
Nice.
And then, of course, we love Zoe and all the things that she cooks up in the kitchen. And we are going to have a delicious pear mouth-watering dessert. We cannot wait for it. It's a huge show, guys.
Well done, Lukey. And Heinze, that Matt Boutel is one of the most heartwarming stories I think we've ever done.
It was so moving, Gerald, and I cannot wait for Australia to find out what he's up to and what he's creating for people out there.
Thanks, buddy. We won't have to wait long. From midday on the screens, the channels of 7, we'll catch up the House of Wellness TV version coming up.
Thanks,
team,
Luke.
That's us for this Sunday morning. Yay. Sally, thank you. Lovely to have
you back.
Thanks,
everyone.
With us.
Have a great Sunday.
Gerald, thank you.
Thank you, Ed. And thank you for looking after me so well this morning, Sally.
Love having you here.
Don't forget that all-important World Heart Day today, and the website they have, heartfoundation.org.au, is the website to do a quick heart check. It's 2 minutes online as well. Thanks, team. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you next Sunday.
Bye.